There are several kinds of allegations at play from the communities. One is that there are specific things that communities attribute to acts of companies, such as disrepair or lack of repairs of their infrastructure, which leads to, let's say, a breach in a pipeline, and that leads to a spill. And those spills are not being cleaned up. The companies claim these are sabotages, and the communities claim that, no, this is because the pipes are very old. In general, pipes in the Niger Delta are fairly old. The industry practices to replace them around every 15 to 20 years. There are some pipelines older than that. There are places we have seen where there have been three or four such incidents within a 7 or 8 year period. Then there are acts that the company hasn't done, but because of the expectations that surround a company, the assumption is that the company will do them.
Would you give us an example of this?
For example, there are very few physical and social infrastructure facilities available, such as schools and clinics and so on. So companies tend to do that as part of their corporate philanthropic activity in particular areas. So the village next to that then gets upset about it. So the company then tries to buy peace with the village by building another clinic in that area. And then you come to the river, and beyond the river is another community for which the beneficiary community is just across the river, but for the oil company, it's fairly far. Now, we are not saying that it's the responsibility of a company to start building clinics, but if they do start building them, then they must ensure that those are well-run, properly provided for, and so on. You hear lots of stories, and you even see facilities that the companies have built, but which are in complete neglect. It also creates resentment against companies, which leads to sometimes grievances, sometimes petitions, sometimes demonstrations in front of their premises, and sometimes violence.
Are there any oil companies in particular that you're aiming your allegations?
In this report, it's two companies, SPDC, the Shell Petroleum Development Corporation, and NAOC, which is the Nigerian Egypt Oil Company. All companies are in a joint venture with the Nigerian government, which has the majority stake. But as operational partners, these companies have a major responsibility. There are three cases in the report. Two deal with Shell, and one deals with Egypt.
Now, how much responsibility does Amnesty think these repairs and the maintenance of facilities and the building of clinics should rest with the Nigerian government itself and not the oil companies?
Well, the Nigerian government's responsibility lies in making sure that the companies fulfill that role that they have taken on. It's not the responsibility of the state to build everything. The state can indeed, and the state does privatize a lot of the facilities and services in many parts of the world. Even the human rights treaties and laws don't specify that everything has to be owned by the state. The state's role is to protect, ensure, and guarantee that services are provided for, and the minimum core obligations are honored. So to that extent, when it comes to building roads, of course it's the state responsibility of the state primarily, not of the company. But if the company has built a pipeline, and if the pipeline does burst, then the state's responsibility is to ensure that the company cleans up or the state does it itself. And in this case, since the pipeline is owned by the company, it's the responsibility of the company to clean it up.
What type of human rights violations are you alleging?
Right to information, because in some cases companies have agreed to consult the local community but made it impossible or almost impossible for the community to participate in a meaningful way and get the information that they need. Right to informed consent. There is one case where the company and the village chief have decided to do something without seeking the consent of the person concerned. Right to security of person, because there is also a threat involved in two cases where physical threats have been made, and in a couple of cases violence has been used by people on the ground, not necessarily company's employees, but something that the company knows has been going on. And right to a healthy environment, and right to adequate sustainable living, because there's one particular person that we have looked at his farm, and hundreds of trees have been destroyed, and he's not able to earn an adequate sustainable living there.
Have the oil companies done any good in the Niger Delta?
Yes, of course. I mean, there are some projects which do work well, and there are some projects which are well administered, and clearly there are places where the oil companies are providing facilities where the state doesn't exist, or the state's instruments or state's apparatus is not present. That's fine. I mean, you know, we are not asking companies to fill in the gap left by the state. But our view is that if the company chooses to act voluntarily, then it must be accountable and it must be responsible and it must carry through till the end.